The rise and fall of Saudi OJ Ltd. and Saudi Arabia's construction sector. The story of Saudi OJ Ltd. exemplifies the unpredictable nature of success and failure in Saudi Arabia's construction industry. It started with a rapid ascent and ended in a difficult downfall. Saudi OJ Ltd., founded in January 1978 and headquartered in Riyadh, was a major player in the construction industry in Saudi Arabia, fully owned by the Rafiq Hariri family. The company initially had a paid-up capital of 1 million riyals, approximately $267,000, which was later increased to 750 million riyals, which is equivalent to $200 million. Beyond construction, Saudi OJ had diversified interests, including telecommunications through a subsidiary, OJ Telecommunications, which provided services in multiple countries. In 2008, the Saudi telecom company acquired a 35% stake in OJ Telecom for $2.56 billion. However, Saudi OJ faced severe financial difficulties due to a combination of mismanagement, corruption, falling oil prices, and delays in government project payments. These issues led to the company being unable to pay its employees starting from November 2015, resulting in significant distress among its workforce. This included around 9,000 Filipino workers and 200 French employees who faced severe hardships due to unpaid wages. The workers were stranded, unable to leave the country or access their bank accounts, reliant on food donations due to expired residence permits and the lack of exit clearances from the company. The company's financial woes culminated in its shutdown on July 31, 2017, after nearly four decades in operation. At the time of its liquidation, Saudi OJ's debts were estimated to exceed 40 billion riyals, with 22 billion owed to suppliers and 2.6 billion to employees. In outstanding dues such as delayed salaries and end-of-service awards, the government was also owed 38 billion riyals. Despite efforts to restructure the debt, the vast number of creditors, which included over 6,000 individuals, banks, and companies, were only proposed to be paid 1% of their outstanding dues. Saudi OJ's collapse is a significant event in the history of Saudi Arabia's construction sector, highlighting the risks of over-reliance on government contracts and the impact of economic downturns on large private enterprises. The company's inability to pay its employees, which amounted to around $800 million in salaries, not only affected thousands of workers' lives, but also led to legal actions, including lawsuits by French employees in French courts. Before its closure, Saudi OJ was involved in various projects across different sectors, including consumer services, distribution and retail, software and services, indicating its extensive involvement in Saudi Arabia's development and economic activities. The company's downfall serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of financial management, diversification, and the need for protective measures for employees in the construction industry.